This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Hi, this is The Father's Love
with Lindiwe
and Bongani Msibi. There's definitely a solution to every question you have.
And together,
we will reveal the true nature of God,
who is love.
Join us every Wednesday between 12 and 1 as we share in The Father's Love for your everyday life.
With Lindiwe
and Bongani Msibi.
Be inspired.
Be inspired indeed. Yes, it's that time of the week. It's Wednesday, of course, The Father's Love Show on this beautiful, awesome, blessed, great, awesome, everything good day that our Father has made for us to rejoice and to be glad. Welcome to The Father's Love Show. This is, of course, your girl, your lady, your queen, the one and only Lindiwe from The Father's Love Show. Looking forward to a wonderful time together with you. Awesome, awesome time with you on this Wednesday. Bongani.
Yes, it's a beautiful Wednesday, the 19th of October, 2022. The year is almost over. But the show is not over. The show goes on. Now, on The Father's Love Show, your daily companion, 7 to 9 a.m., as Lindiwe just indicated. I'm Bongani, and today we're going to have our station manager talking to us about this beautiful and awesome project that you've been hearing about, the Project 729. She's going to share with us and tell us more about it after this beautiful song by Kara, saying Sweet Jesus. And then we're going to hear more how you can join in and participate on this wonderful, wonderful project as we're calling upon you, you know, to partner with this beautiful station, your daily companion, K-Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Yeah, Lindiwe, today you are the lady of the show, eh?
Things I'm are always changing. The lady. I mean, yeah. I'm the only lady here, so I'm the lady, yeah, in charge, everything, yeah, and, the queen, yeah.
Everything. Okay, that's awesome. So today we're also going to have Pastor Hugh Sibuyi. Yes, of Shama Urban Church in Pretoria, Soshanguve. We'll be talking about the power of preparation. So make sure that you call on your friends, your loved ones, your well-wishers, and tell them to come and hear what the Lord has in store for them. After this, we have Kosi, our station manager, talking to us about Project 729. Yes, Kara, Sweet Jesus. Yes, you heard it right. This is The Father's Love Show on 729 AM Radio Cape Pulpit, Radio Capsule Council. Lindy, what a beautiful song by Kara.
Yebo. Yes, Sweet Jesus. There's no sweeter name like the name of Jesus. The Bible says he has been exalted above any other name.
Come on.
You know, so come that on. Every knee bows, that just at the mention of his name, every knee bows and every tongue confess that indeed he Amen. Is the Savior. Amen. As you said earlier on, that we have Kosi with us in the studio, the station manager here at Cape Pulpit, who will enlighten us about the Project 729 AM. Kosi, welcome to the Father's
Thank
Love
you.
Show.
Thank you.
Where
Lindiwe.
We say there's a solution for everything that you're going through. And I'm so glad that you are here to enlighten us and our listeners about the Project 729
Thank you.
AM. So
Thank
if you,
you
could
Bobby.
Just tell us what is it all about and how our listeners can join in or partake in this project that we have as a station.
Yeah, thank you. It's nice to be with you.
Amen.
I appreciate the opportunity. Yes, Radio Cape Pulpit, as you know, is the 1st of December. We will be 10 years on air.
Wow.
Yeah, and so it's just around the corner.
Yep.
But yes, Project 7 to 9 was born some years ago. I was busy with the budget, and I worked out that we need 7 to 9,000 rand a month, 72,900 per month to cover our cost.
Okay.
And I was looking all over the Bible for it, for a verse that can support me in 7 to 9, yeah. but I couldn't find a verse. So I decided that this is the wrong way to do it, to look for something to connect it to just a verse. Because we spread the gospel in total on Radio Cape Pulpit.
Amen.
And Jesus is the center of everything.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
So, and then I worked out the calculate all the stuff, and then it worked out. If we can get 1,072.90 donors by debit order, then we will cover our monthly cost.
Wow.
You know, because just our transmitter cost, close to 200,000 a month.
Mm.
So our shortfall was like 72,900 a month at that stage. So we keep the project 7 to 9. It grows, but in the meantime, the costs change. You know, it's more expensive and all this. But if we can get people to buy in and said, I want to support Cape Pulpit, and I'm willing to, because we break it up in 5 minutes. So there's 12 5 minutes in 1 hour.
Mm.
So if you sponsor 1 minute, 5 minutes, it's 1 hour a year.
Only one. Wow.
2 hours. If you sponsor 10 minutes, it's 2 hours a year, etc., etc.
Wow,
so
beautiful.
If you sponsor an hour, then you sponsor us 1 hour a month on air.
Mm.
So, yeah, decided to ask our listeners, because we do the Visiothon and stuff like that, you know, May and June with the pledging.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But this is a second mile. We ask people to walk a second mile with us. To bless us. It's not a sponsorship, it's a blessing.
In actual fact, it's an awesome thing, because it's just to come in there, you know, to take words out of your mouth, an opportunity to give to our listeners to send us out there, you know, to be part of spreading the gospel, you know, because that's all we are about.
Yeah.
This is all what it's all about, you know, and our footprint is big, you know, from Langebaan and even Elandsbaai, and these places people listen to us, Booster, Robertson, all over the Western Cape. So that make us unique as a radio station. We've got a huge footprint, but that cost us a big transmitter.
Yeah.
So, yes, we've got about, I think, 28 FM transmitters in our footprint. So, yeah, it's huge.
Yeah, so there you have it, listeners, Project 729. Where we say, I support Cape Pulpit. Will you?
Will you
support? Will you join us and support? You know, you can support us by taking part in our Project 729 campaign. You know, just as Kosi has said, just to sponsor about 5 minutes on air at a cost of 72.90.
Yes.
You can actually do it now.
Yeah.
Just send send your message of commitment to 081-7291-657.
That's it.
And start with the number 729 and your name, and we will contact you.
How easy is that?
How easy is that? You know, you don't have to call us.
No,
we'll call you.
Yeah, yeah. If you're in front of your computer, you just type in kaipulpa.co.za.
And when
our website open, the first thing you will see is
the project.
Project 729. Awesome. Click on that, fill the form in, and we will contact you.
We'll contact you.
Yebo. And thank you so very much for taking hands with us. And as we say, together we can ignite hope and bring the gospel to the generations to come. So Cape Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. From the word to
the
heart. I tell you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so very much. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
God bless. Amen.
Amen.
That was awesome. Thank you so much to our station manager, just to come and share some bit of light regarding the our project that we are running, where we are calling upon you to join us, our listeners, and to be part of us, you know, in this beautiful, beautiful project of ours. Yebo.
To be a blessing, right? So this is an opportunity to take part or to partner with the station to make sure that we continue to spread the gospel of good news and make disciples, that people come into the knowledge of who Christ is and who they are in Christ. I mean, that's an awesome, awesome opportunity that I'm, you know, for me, it will feel good. It will be like a reward in a way to, you know, for me to make sure that I'm partnering with the station. So make sure you don't miss out on this opportunity to minister and win a soul.
Amen.
Because we are all about that. Jesus, as Kosi said, that Jesus is the center of it all. So let's make sure that our listeners, I'm not going to miss out on this opportunity.
Indeed.
So
indeed.
I'm going to join. I support K-Pulpit, but will you?
Yeah. As we have promised, ladies and gentlemen, that we are going to be having Pastor Hugh Sibuyi all the way from Shama Urban Church. You know, in Pretoria with its headquarters in Soshanguve. Hey, imagine. You know how far we travel with this station. That's why we're calling upon you to partner with us.
And that's,
I know,
right,
that pastors, we will also partner with us, you know, in our campaign, the Project 729, after this. Pastor Sibuyi, as you can see him on the screen there, if you are live on Facebook. You can see him on the screen trying to fix himself. So if you can just move your camera a little bit on the side of Relentless so they can see you, you know, properly. There you go. A bit more, sir. You know, this is a beautiful radio live.
Yeah,
I tell you, I wish I have the horn to say poo poo poo.
We need to get one.
Pastor Sibuyi, how are you doing, sir?
The CRP, we are blessed. How are you? How are you, Pastor Msibi?
We are so blessed, yeah.
Pastor Lindy,
we are blessed, Mfundisi.
Yes.
And we're so excited to have you with us to minister the word of God. I am waiting. I'm ready.
Thank you. Long time, guys. Long time.
Yes. Long time.
Good to
indeed.
See you again. I love what you two are doing. Well done. You are a power couple, a purpose couple.
Thank
well
you.
Done to the work that you're doing in the kingdom. We appreciate you and we really love you. Thank you so much for the invite and the opportunity. We are honored to be part of your program today.
Amen.
Thank you.
Pastor Sibuyi, thank you so very much for honoring the invite as well. And without any waste of time, sir, please, please tell us about the power of preparation today.
Sure.
Oh, thank you. And once again, also greetings for my wife. Pastor said, greetings to you guys and the rest of the church at Shema. We're grateful to be part of your program. Yes, this morning, or is it afternoon now? Thank you.
Yeah.
I would briefly share on the power of preparation. It is part of the series we're doing currently as we teach about extracts from the life of David. So I'll do a lot of reference to his life as well.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking about preparation, I would like to say that God is a God of preparation.
Yes, sir.
God believes in preparation. It is a concept that all of us as believers must know and understand, that preparation, it's very important in the kingdom of God.
Mm.
The best things are made in secret, and in the fullness of time, God reveals them.
Come on.
That's why you have Isaiah 6:22, where he says, when the time is right, I, the Lord, will do it. Mm. When the time is right, I, the Lord, will do it.
Come on.
And may I say, Pastor Msibi, that suddenlies are not sudden as we may think they are sudden.
Mm-hmm.
Suddenlies in our lives are literally a manifestation of what God has been working behind the scenes all the time. It's just that the eye could not see it.
Come on.
But God is not just a God of suddenlies. He is a God of preparation. He works underground. He works in the secret place.
Mm-hmm.
And in the fullness of time, he reveals what he's been working on all along. That's why we have a man of God you will have a man of God that just pops up and is used mightily by God. And we are all surprised, but to God, it's not a surprise.
Mm.
There has been preparation going on for many years. And when time is right, God will then reveal what he's been preparing all along. Let's read 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9, as we teach this concept. The Bible says, "For it is written, eye has not seen, nor ear heard, nor have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for those who love him." Now, Pastor Sim, Pastor Lindy, look at this scripture again. Number one says, eye has not seen. Number two, it says, ear has not heard, right? And neither has it entered into the heart of man. What? The things which God has prepared. So that verse speaks to two things. Number one, it speaks to the fact that preparation happens out of sight. Preparation happens out of sight, out of ear, out of... No one can see what God is preparing. That's why it says, no eye has seen it, no ear has heard that which God is preparing. But look at the word prepare. It says preparing for, meaning when preparation happens, number one, it happens out of sight, but it happens with the receiver in mind. It happens out of sight, but it must happen with the receiver in mind. Happens out of sight, but happens with the receiver, the consumer, in mind. The next car that is being prepared for us, it's not prepared with us watching it. It's prepared whilst we don't see it.
Come on.
But that car has got the needs. That car is prepared with our needs in mind. It's prepared with what we are going through, the needs that we have at the moment, the technology that we are now used to. Our phones are now Bluetooth phones. Our phones are now Apple Play kind of phones and all that. Therefore, the vehicle that's being prepared, it's prepared with all of that in mind.
Sure.
But it cannot be prepared with us watching it. So that when it's revealed, it's a wow to us. When it's revealed, we are all like, wow. Ooh, these people know that we need this thing. Therefore, God is that kind of a God. Actually, whatever we are doing as men to impress men, we're learning from God. God is the God of preparation. Look at Genesis chapter 1 as an example. If you look at Genesis 1, it speaks about creation from the beginning. In the beginning, God created the earth. God created the heavens and the earth in the beginning. And then when you go to verse 2, it speaks about the confusion that was happening. And there was the earth was without form. Darkness was upon the face of the earth. And the Spirit of God was hovering upon the waters. And then verse 4 speaks about, then God said, let there be light. And then light was. Light was as God spoke. And then from verse 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, all the way to verse 25, God was preparing the earth. God was rearranging the earth. Now when everything was ready in verse 26, he says, then let us make man in our own image and after our own likeness. Why would then God make man at that stage? It's because the earth was now ready. The earth was already prepared. God understands that man loves excellence. Man loves something that has been prepared, something that is ready. God would not take Adam, you know, imagine Pastor MC, God would then hang Adam in the sky today and say, today I'm going to put you in the sky because I have to prepare the earth. I have to move the waters this way. Adam, hang on the side there. Don't come this side. I'm busy. Sure. Don't come this side. Don't come. You're going to meet the waves.
You know?
So when the earth was being constructed, man was out of sight.
Come on.
And this is a principle that God himself observes. Because God is a God of order. He's a God of excellence. That's why he says in the book of 1 Samuel 16, when the prophet Samuel was about to ordain David as king, the Bible says, and God said unto him, God does not look at the outward appearance. All right? Man looks at the outward appearance, yes?
Yeah.
But God looks at the heart. That's how it
Come
is.
On. Mm-hmm.
Man looks at the outward appearance, but God looks at the heart. And Tina, we think that even men look at the heart. No, man does not look at the heart. Man looks at the outward appearance. What catches the eye of man is excellence and preparation. And God understands that principle quite well. And if you look also in Genesis 2:18, Pastor Lindo, you would imagine that God did not introduce Eve before God did not introduce Eve before he prepared her. And when he prepared her, he prepared her out of sight.
Sure.
God did not prepare Eve. God did not prepare Eve whilst Adam was watching. God prepared Eve when Adam was out of sight. He was actually half dead. So that by the time he presents her, it will be something, wow, this is amazing. But here is key, Pastor Musik. God prepared Eve with Adam in mind.
Yep.
Yeah.
God prepared Eve looking at the needs of Adam. He did not have to ask Adam, what are the needs that you have? God saw the needs and began to prepare Eve according to the needs of Adam, but not in his presence, but not him, not when he was watching. And therefore, this is a principle of preparation that, that God wants us to learn that in order for us to have a lasting impact in our generation, we got to learn the art and the power of preparation. Preparing out of sight, yet with a consumer in mind. Preparing out of sight, yet with a consumer in mind, knowing what they need and coming out with that great power that God is preparing in the secret place. And therefore, as a child of God, you must appreciate your secret place. You must appreciate your life when it's hidden right now. Because most of us are running to the social media. We are running to the public. We want to be seen. We want to present. We want to preach. We want to be heard. We want to be seen. And God says, it's not time. I'm still working on you. I will present you in due course and in due time. And there are things that I have prepared for you that I'm still preparing you. But the day I reveal you, so many will be surprised. And therefore, preparation is very important. And I'm trying to say to a child of God who's out there listening to this word today, but God, I've got so much sermons and no one is listening to me. God is saying, you know what? Keep on working on those sermons. Keep on preparing. Keep on fasting. Keep on praying. I am working something on you and with you. By the time you are ready, the world will be amazed. And therefore, we need to know the difference between presentation and preparation. I hope I'm still within your time. You tell me when it's time to reflect.
Mfundi Swami, you are so much on fire right about now. So I was even scared to stop you. And I was like, you know what? This is just hold that thought. When we come back, we're going to continue on this. This is beautiful. Hallelujah. This is awesome. I think we need a second session. I can tell that, you know what? This is loaded. This is loaded. You know, here's a song by Mary Mary. But before that, just listen in on our promotion.
You heard it right. You are on the Father's Love Show with myself, Lindiwe and Bongani. And of course, we are joined by our special guest, Pastor Sibui, who is sharing an awesome, awesome, awesome word. If you just join us right now, don't worry. You'll be able to catch the show tomorrow evening. And also the podcast. So if you, you know, on the power of preparation, I'm telling you, I'm busy writing. And when I get home, I'm just going to go through the message. It's an awesome way that preparation indeed is key. And what I gather from all of this, you know what, for me, it's just reminded me, you know what, that Lindiwe, be conscious that I don't have to jump out on the preparation table. When God is busy with me, I need to sit still and allow God, because at the right time, I'm telling you what's going to come out, the fruits that are going to come out, you know, from the preparation time is going to be awesome. I trust and I believe that our listeners are really receiving this timely word that Pastor Sibui is sharing with us, that the power of preparation.
Amen. Oh. Like as you are saying, Lindy, I'm just reminded of one example I normally use. No patient jumps off the operating table until the surgeon is then is done with that patient. You don't jump off. You know, you will die. You know, you wait for the surgeon. You know, you wait for the surgeon to say you are done. You know, Mfundisi, as you were sharing, I was reminded also of the story of the young Samuel in 1 Samuel chapter number 3. You know, when he went, you know, he had a voice in the evening, I mean, in his sleep. And he ran to Eli, and it's interesting that he ran to Eli, somebody who was technically rejected by God in a way, but ran to Eli, and you know, Eli said, go and sleep. I mean, you just said it, that somebody will say, no, I'm called, I want to go preach, and the Lord says, no, wait a bit, you know, it's not yet time. We're not denying the fact that you are called. But there is that process of preparation. There is that process of you sleeping and wait for the call and wait for your yes. Eli basically to say to you, you know, okay, the next time, son, you hear the call, respond this way.
Amen. This one. Amen.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Ngiyabonga baba. You almost also reminded me of the process of a cake, how a cake is baked. You know, a cake, it's made up of ingredients like eggs, like your baking powder, your sugar, your milk, and flour. And these ingredients can only be palatable or eatable or edible when they have been through the fire
Come
of
on.
Preparation.
Come on.
If you were to eat them after they've just been mixed up without going through the fire, you will still taste the egg. You can even tell how much egg has been put in. You can tell how much is of this is that. But the fire is able to remove the smell of the egg.
Come on.
And make a cake taste exactly like a cake and not like an egg.
Sure.
And God is saying some of us are jumping out of the fire or the oven, rushing to be eaten, rushing to be consumed, when we have not completed our process of being baked by God in the secret place. One thing about the oven is that it's dark, it's hidden, it's away from the consumer, and it's not seen. And the cake, if it wants to be seen prematurely, the cake will not be enjoyed too much, for too long. Just like food, and I was about to talk about the difference between preparation and presentation. And let me just zoom into those two concepts quickly. That most of us, not only Christians, but as human beings, we focus a lot on presentation. And do little on preparation.
Come on.
We rush. That's why you have a lot of good-looking food out there. It's the presentation, it's amazing. Good-looking cars, good-looking women, good-looking men, good-looking. We all are spending a lot of money on looks. If today you were to call a conference for people to attend, to be empowered, you will have very few people subscribing to it. But if you were to call a conference or a platform where people are to show off, they will definitely come in their numbers to come and show off their cars, to come and show off their dresses. Durban, July, for example, people want to go there and show off their dresses and blah, blah, blah. But if you were to say subscribe, use the same money and subscribe to a course and learn how to manage your money, very few people will be interested because what we are about is about showing off. It's about presentation.
Sure.
And we forget that our presentation will only be given sustainability by the amount of preparation that goes into it.
Sure.
So it is not how good you look, but it's how much preparation you put into yourself. And that's the concept here, that we must work on preparation more than presentation. And the presentation is important because it's what's going to make our preparation to be liked out there. But God is saying we need to work a lot behind the scenes and work on the knowledge of the word, work on the knowledge of scripture, work on the knowledge of God, work on our character, work on our walk with God, work on our prayer life. Those things, one day when God puts you out there, the world will be amazed. Where have you been all along? It is because you spend a lot of time preparing than wanting to impress. And for this one, I met at your grace. I wanted to quickly talk about David, but perhaps I'll first hear from you as you direct me on your show.
It is clear, you know, that you need to come back next Wednesday. It is very, very clear because of, you know, our time is not on our side. You know, that's one thing that me and Lindy don't like, is that when we're having fun, time flies. You know,
time flies,
and there's no better fun than having fun in the will of God.
Yeah,
I tell you, Mfundisi, what you are having now, because I have a lot of questions, and I'm looking at my time.
Yes.
I have a lot of things that I want to ask, and that I would want you to share, rather, you know, with our listeners, because you know. You're talking about presentation. how much people, you know, I know people will say, don't judge a book by its cover. It is true. It is true. Don't judge a book by its cover.
It actually is true.
Can look at the cover, but you find that when you get closer, the content, it's not what the cover presented.
Yeah,
you know, it's horrible.
And here you are teaching us
the importance of really preparation, the importance of us really being rooted and grounded in Christ.
Right.
Because at the end of the day, God's desire is that in whatsoever that we go through, in whatsoever that we do, is that we may conform to the image of Christ. Because that's the only way that will give us this eternal success. Because here's the thing that I always say, Mfundiswam, God does not want us to visit the top, but he wants us to stay at the top. However, our seat up there, our seat up there is booked and fully paid for down here. You know,
By preparation,
Baba. I can't just go to the airport now at Cape Town International Airport and say, hey, I want to go to Johannesburg. They'll say, okay, Chief, where's your ticket?
You know, where's your booking?
You know, you need to prepare yourself. You know, God doesn't want us to visit the top. He wants us to stay at the top. I mean, that's why the preparation is important.
Amen.
That's why the children of Israel had to go through the wilderness experience before they get to their Canaan. That's part of preparation.
My God.
Because
here
are people that have seen the wondrous workings of the Lord. But when they get to Canaan, they see giants, they get scared. None of those people made it to Canaan.
Yes.
Only those who believe that we can because of they now know the one that they serve. They're exactly what you're saying. We need to know who this God is. Lindy.
So many things that are going on in my mind.
I'm
just reminded of the scripture where it talks about we will know them by their fruits. Because really the fruits or our ministry flows, you know, from the relationship that we have with Father. If you're going to be rushed, you want to get to
the
pulpit, you want to get, you know, before you are being ready and prepared, you're just abandoning the wrong.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because you ran out of the preparation. Exactly. So for me, your power of preparation, the preparation is key.
It's powerful.
Preparation is necessary.
You can put up a beautiful cover, Baba, cover for your YouTube, a beautiful advert for your YouTube
or for your
TV channel, whatever the case may be. Only to find that Caesar's kitchen, Baba, spoons will allow them to advertise. But massive
content,
up nalu,
there's no content.
It's empty.
Mfundiswam, I'm not going to even ask you to share your final words. But I'm just going to release blessings upon you because we are not done, sir. We are coming back next Wednesday.
We need to finish this thing off.
We need to finish it very well and land it nicely. So, Mfundisi, thank you so very much. May God bless you. May God keep you. May God continue to smile towards your direction, not only you, but also your church. Shama Eben Church.
Amen.
May it be well with you, sir.
Hallelujah.
Till next Wednesday.
Hallelujah.
Next Wednesday, we are here, same time, same place.
Amen.
Just put a pause on those notes.
We have not even begun.
We can see. I'm telling you. Thank you so much for your time, sir. Thank you so very much for your time.
Thank you. The Lord bless you. Thanks for the opportunity.
Thank you, sir. Yeah, Lindiwe, you know, all the time when we have time, when we're having a good time, enjoying the time, the time is just a hindrance in a way.
But this is an awesome word, and you know, as I was saying, so many things that are going through, you know, in my mind, and I love the fact that more like Umfund is preaching this word right now, where we are going towards the end of the year.
Yeah.
And, you know, we need to prepare ourselves. You know, it's already guaranteed that we're going to end strong. You know, it's already guaranteed that victory is ours. It's already guaranteed that all is well with us. And we are well able and capable. But at the same time, we need to prepare our hearts.
We need
to prepare ourselves and be ready for what God is about to do for us. you know, as we end this year strong, as we end this year the way God has intended for us, and as we begin, you know, 2023, that we are ready. We prepare now. We don't prepare January the 1st. No, preparation must take place right now for us to be able to make sure that when we start 2023, we start the running. There's no time to crawl. We start the running. You know, Jesus is about to come back. So we need to run the race.
You know, there's something that Naomi said at the college, at the Caris Bible College this morning, that, you know, when they were trained growing up at school, they were running track field. You know, the coach, you know, normally when they see the line here, they will stop and walk. Okay, I've finished. But the coach says, you run through the finishing line. You don't stop because here's the thing. We are towards the end of the year. I'm saying this thing because you are saying we are towards the end of the year. People will want to say, hey, let me just relax. Let's run through because we're preparing for 2023.
How you end determines how you'll start in 2023.
You've sealed it. How you end will determine how you'll start.
Sure.
There you have it, people. And we're just going to leave you with a beautiful song by Amina Jewel saying Turn It Around. As we have promised, next Wednesday, we're still going to be having Pastor Hugh Sibui all the way from Shama Urban Church in Pretoria, Soshanguve. So, after this, at the top of the hour, Gilmer Standards is here. And... you know, after that, live still. What, you want to say something?
No, I'm so looking forward to hear how he's going to link the life of David, in, you know, in terms of the, what's this, the topic that he was talking about, preparation and the life of David. So I'm already there. So already. I just can't wait. And yeah, this is it. And just remember, you know, Project 729, we support Cape Pulpit. Will you? Just with only 72 rand 90,
yeah,
you know, that will make sure you sponsor 5 minutes on air. So please, just send in those messages. As you said, Ella, on the should message or a message of commitment to 0817291657 and start with the number 729 and your name, and we will contact you.
Yeah, bo.
That's it.
Goodbye.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.